the mayor of the great city of Milbank, South Dakota, on the program, Mayor Pat Rafferty. Mayor, always great to have you on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing? How's retirement working out for you?
Pretty good. I'm enjoying it. You know, it's something a little bit different and everything, but it's going good. Now that the weather's changing, it's get a little bit better perspective on stuff. In the middle of winter is not a good time to retire. It'd be better if you were doing it in the spring or the summer, so there's some outdoor activity and stuff you could do. But
yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah, can't have a do-over on it, so it is what it is.
Keep that in mind this weekend when we're getting snow. About
I will. Well, then, you know, there's snow to move, so that's all right. We'll take it.
There you go. There you go. Hasn't been a brutal winter for snow removal, so we should be good on the budget, right?
Yeah, we're in good shape. You know, I saw we had one bill in there last night for like $1,400, $1,500. And so it's been not hardly anything at all, you know. And I would say that our sand and salt usage is way down and everything. So it'd be nice to get through this next one and be in good, get some good moisture out of it, and then we can move forward with the summer.
All right, we will hold our questions to the end and let you get to the meeting minutes, if that's okay.
Yep, that'd be perfect. Milbank City Council met last night in our regular monthly session. We had a fairly light agenda. We're right in between times for getting ready for summer projects and everything. First item was our employee and resident highlights. We had two work anniversaries. Ryan Hillbrand is out at our wastewater treatment facility, has 5 years of service. And then Jake Folk, who a police officer and our school resource officer, 14 years of service. So thank you to both those guys. We appreciate what they do for us. Our consent agenda, we had several hires on there. We're gearing up for summer, so we had park maintenance and some rec positions. And then another fitness class instructor, Unity, and a couple building attendants and front desk people that we hired. So going real good there, getting ready to go. Under our action items, we had camera bids. We were looking at some security cameras for different areas of the city facilities, and we got bids in for that. It's three different phases. The council tabled action on those. We want to make sure that we're getting them all right where we need to be and we don't have any redundancy. So we will readdress those here again in April. And then we approve some water supply improvement change orders. They're still continuing on our well work out west of town and progressing good. But there was some stuff that we'd asked them to adjust, and we had change orders for that. The council also approved new police department IT upgrades. Our servers are getting a little bit old, and we needed to upgrade those in capacity. We need there's a lot of stuff in the police realm of things that we need to keep on file for a long time. And we just need to increase capacity, get some newer stuff and faster equipment in there. The council also approved the change to the personnel policy, our drug screen policy, and it involves the random testing for anybody that operates a city vehicle. So then the council approved that. It's good, a good policy to have. We approved calling for bids for a water meter project. Every year the city tries to upgrade about 150 water meters out with around the city. We have, I think currently there's a little over 500 that we need to have done. And we had talked and gotten some quotes about having a company come in and just take care of it all, get it all done, because with our staff that we have, it's about a 3-year project, and by the time we get done, then we should be starting over, and it'd be nice to get it all done and then have a little bit of time to work on some other projects. So the council agreed, and we're going to get some bids and see if we can get that done. Under our discussion items, one of the main talking points was water restrictions for this summer. As part of the water project that we've talked about here the last few months and that Hassan Construction's been working on for us, we're going to have some time with limited availability of water this summer as we bring the wells online. You know, we put in all new pumps and new controls. And for them to switch from the old controls over to the new stuff is between a 1 to 2 week process for each well, which there's three. So that means we're looking at anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks of downtime throughout the summer. And our Public Works Department came up with a water restriction plan for this summer, notifications and then watering days. And that'll be going out and getting circulated in the paper, and we're going to do a mailer just so everybody's aware of what we're going to do. And then there'll be more follow-up information as we get into the summer and with specific dates and times and things that it's going to get done. But we want to be proactive and let folks know that, hey, we're going to limit the watering of lawns, put water restrictions on. And it won't be as complete as it has been the last couple years. We're going to do even numbered addresses can water Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and then odd number addresses would be Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, and no watering on Thursdays and things like that. So a pretty good document, but folks had watched in the paper for that, and there will be also a follow-up mailer coming. And then that just wrapped that up. There wasn't a whole lot. We got out of here fairly early last night. So questions, Jeff?
Yeah, I was going to say, with the water restrictions, does it matter how much like rain we get this spring, or is it just going to be we're planning on doing this regardless of whatever we do?
We think we need to plan on doing it regardless. If we have a large amount of, or a lot of rain and our springs water fills back up, that will make a little bit of difference, you know, and the plus upside of that is that if we've got a lot of rain in our springs before, we might not need to water a lot in town. But I think that we need to plan on this as I don't want to say contingency plan, but so everybody's on the same page and understands what's going on and what we're trying to do. We want to communicate it and be forward about it and let everybody know that this is what's happening, this is why it's happening, and this is when it's going to happen, so that everybody can kind of plan accordingly.
Do people do a pretty good job of following, I guess, guidelines as to when to water your lawn and whatnot? Or do we have rampant rule breakers in Milbank, South Dakota?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I know that I try and follow the rules and that, and it's pretty good. You can water every day there, or every other day. There's not a set time on how long you can water and how much you can't. And you can hand water like your garden anytime that you need to and things of that nature. So it's not real restrictive, but if you've got a sprinkler system and it's running for 6 or 7 hours every day, we're going to probably end up having a discussion about that. So just to try and get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have anybody cruising the neighborhoods looking for offenders, ready to tase them at any given time.
No, we don't have any water police. So
Nice
just
shirt.
Just ask for everybody to cooperate. You know, if everybody cooperates, nobody will even notice it.
Right.
You know, if everybody ignores it and doesn't cooperate, then we're going to have some issues. And, you know, then we'll address them as we come. But it's the goal to get the information out so everybody is good about it. And if they have any questions, we can get them addressed out in front of it and then move on.
Nice short agenda. I would imagine everybody was home at a good time last night.
Yeah, we had an executive session after our meeting, which is our closed session just for the council and which we use for personnel and legal issues, things that you don't discuss in open session. And I think we got out of there about 8:30. We started at 6 and we were done by 8:30. So it was good. It was, I wouldn't say short, and our normal time is 2.5 to 3 hours, which we were 2.5. But the main meat of our agenda, then the public session, was short compared to what it normally is. So it went good.
Kind of the last, I would want to say, you just never know when the last winter storm is going to be, whether it's this weekend or we still have more in store, but I think everybody's looking forward to spring and all the projects. I know you've got a lot of, the city's got a lot of stuff on its agenda for the spring and summer.
Yeah, we do. And we're hoping to get, you know, some snow, just for some more moisture. It seems like it's always about the third weekend in March. So this is like a week early. It used to be in years past whenever they had the big gun show over in Watertown, you could count on about a 3-day, 60-day snowfall. So I guess we'll see if this is the end or if it's next week. And then, next month with our agenda, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We'll be calling for bids for, I think, three projects and some more stuff on the water. And there's the new industrial park expansion. So a lot of stuff be going on here in the next 2 months as we prepare for the construction season.
Absolutely, Mayor. We appreciate it as always. Keep up the great work. Look forward to having you join us in a month where we're talking full spring in April. We appreciate you calling in. Have a great month. We'll talk then.
Thank you much, Jeff. Yep.